Andre Segovia Show.
This is the Andre Segovia Show. This is a car podcast since I'm driving out here. Yes, I provide essential services, so I do still drive around. Very rarely, though, I prefer not to go out. I mean, I preferred it before. It's just that now more so, if I don't have to be out there, I'd rather not be. Just for precaution's sake, looking after others too. But anyway, that's not why I'm messaging right now. If anyone's familiar with that hashtag support small business, now it's going to be more important than ever, because I've been covering as many articles related to economic issues as I can that affect people, whether you're a tenant or a homeowner or a landlord. Look, I'm just going to say property owner. I'm going to try to stick to that. Property owners will include homeowners and landlords altogether. There's this belief that if you own a property, you must be one of those large corporate conglomerates. It's far from the truth. It's just like any other small business. But because of that mindset that's perpetuated the media and also activists into thinking that, oh yeah, property owners are corporations, they don't see them as small businesses. How many of you have seen your favorite local small business close their doors and you don't know if they're ever going to open again after the lockdown is over? I know a lot of small businesses that have shuttered and they're not even sure they're going to be reopening because all their employees have been laid off, essentially. And that's terrible. And for those that follow me on Instagram would know how there's El Buen Cacao. Shout out to them. If you need your quarantine chocolate, there it is. But they're friends of mine. I knew before they opened the shop. I know the hardships they've endured the past 12 to 18 months over the elements, and now an economic weather storm that no one ever saw coming. So I know the struggle and the plight. Heck, I'm a small business. I just happen to run a few small businesses because of what I do, and not to mention that I'm partnered up in real estate. That's the one business I don't run. But in all that is to say that you heard me talk about it before in my program. The housing market is the only way we can weather this economic crisis should things really go downhill really fast. I mean, it's already going downhill fast. We're just hoping it doesn't snowball so big that it becomes an avalanche. We want it to just be a snowball. Don't let it be an avalanche, because if it is, then we're all in trouble. The economic situation is affected not just by whatever the federal level says to do, but also the state and local cities, whatever they decide to do. There's an article I read this morning before I jumped in the car and had to head out to an appointment that there was a report now. We're one third of the way into April. One third of the rents from April have not been collected, which is scary news. Now the question is, I haven't read the details of the article yet, but the questions that I have are, a third of the rent hasn't been collected. Does that mean a third of paying renters in the United States have been laid off or have been affected in their hours? That's one question. The other question is, how many of those renters are essential workers that have not been affected by the crisis and continue to work but are withholding rent because reasons? See, the problem is support small businesses includes folks. If you're unaffected by COVID-19 in any way, continue to support your local small business, including your landlord. They are small business. Here in the state of California, it's gotten so extreme, where we're looking at economic collapse here in California should everyone withhold their rent. Because California, look at it this way. Take your favorite restaurant or coffee shop. Let's say they're closed. Some restaurants are closed, but let's say all restaurants are closed because, well, there's no paying patrons. No one's coming to the restaurants. So why should they stay open? They can't pay the bills without money. But now imagine this. The state of California tells all those restaurants and coffee shops to open their doors to continue paying their bills and give food and drinks to everyone coming to the door, but no one will pay him a dime. Okay, so how are they gonna pay for the supplies to make the food and the drinks? How are they gonna pay to keep their overhead, such as the lights, well, all the utilities that are involved, all the insurances that are required, and to also somehow comply with all the health restrictions and paying the fines that the city requires? It's inconceivable, correct? It's inconceivable. Any rational person knows that that's not physically and economically possible. That's exactly what California is demanding of the landlords, which is why landlords are clamoring to the state, hey, equal rights, what about our economic relief? What about the economic relief of property owners? I'm hoping California is listening, because this is dangerous, the precedent they are setting with what the California Judicial Committee did earlier this week. And not just that, but the situation is that 1/3 of renters couldn't pay. You know what the next step is? Mortgages. How many mortgages are either going to be going on forbearance? How many mortgages or properties are going to go to foreclosure? And how many of those will just some people that don't want to pay the mortgage right now because they're like the renters, they don't want to pay the mortgage, so why am I going to pay the mortgage? What if they withhold mortgage? If you're a tenant listening, you're probably wondering, well, how does it affect me? Check this out. Where do the mortgages come from? The banks. Where do the banks get their money? From you who's depositing, right? You're depositing that money. The government is supposedly insuring those deposits. And the government is insuring, supposedly, the mortgages. But who paid the taxes? Anyone that's paying taxes, which is you. Are you seeing what I'm getting at? We're talking about a circle here, a cycle. The mortgages are money that people went to get a loan on to be able to buy a house. And the bank said, I'm going to keep the house if you can't pay this mortgage. Like, why? Because we need the money, because it doesn't belong to us. That's why you're paying this back with interest, because it belongs to our depositors. Our depositors are all of you that go to the bank. Have any of you tried doing a bank run lately? You probably noticing you can't really pull out your money. So imagine this. The mortgages aren't getting paid. Oh, snap. The mortgages aren't getting paid. So how's the bank going to collect their money? And now the government is probably stepping in and saying you can't do foreclosures at the moment. So then, okay, you can't foreclose on the house, then you can't sell the house. And even if you try to sell the house and there's no one to buy it, who's going to buy the house? Dun, dun, dun. Are any of you grasping what I'm telling you here? This is, we're all in this together message. For those of you that are unaffected by COVID-19, whether you're a property owner or a tenant, do your due diligence. Keep the economic engine going. Those that can, should. And those that are affected, we all understand. But for those that want to exploit the situation, whether you're a tenant or a property owner, don't. You are hurting others by doing so. So please, we're all doing our part. Stay strong, everybody. We are in this together. Anyway, I needed to get that out there because it's been a little crazy lately. But anyway, stay tuned to the program. You know where to follow me, www.deandresigobe.com. Stay tuned for more updates as I know them. All right, I'll see you in the next one.